487-0780. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number three on this Monday, February 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to get into another story that they do not get. These people are just, you know what? They don't understand micro and macro economics. They don't understand capitalism. They don't get it. They simply do not get it. $15 an hour minimum wage backer say the public's on their side. Okay, let's say 2,000 hours a year. 50 weeks out of a year, you get a two-week vacation. 50 times 40 hours a week is 2,000. It's 30 grand. Annualized out, it's 30,000 a year. Minimum wage. Minimum wage. You're a high school graduate. You're going to stay at home with mom and dad. You're going to get a full-time job, 40 hours a week, and you're going to go to the local community college because it's cheaper to attend a community college your first 2 years to get your basic requirements out of the way. You're not going to be partying in a dorm, getting drunk with your friends. You're going to be staying home with mom and dad. You're going to work 40 hours a week at a local McDonald's, a Subway, whatever, a car wash. You're going to make 30 grand a year working 40 hours a week for 50 weeks if these people get their way. A lot of beginning jobs for young people are called resume builders. Are you a reliable young person that can come to work on time, not miss any days? Are you a young person that can follow instructions? Can we teach you how to do a job and get you to perform that job and be able to be reliable at that job? Supporters of a $15 minimum wage announced today that their polling shows public support for their efforts and that voters should get behind candidates who also support the movement. Democratic pollster Celinda Lake, president of a D.C.-based polling firm, Lake Research Partners, spoke at Folk Detroit on Friday about key swing voter demographics like young voters, Latino swing and turnout voters, and white blue-collar swing voters, and said all three of these groups ranked inflation and the cost of living increases at the top of their list of concerns. Lake then said, quote, "Legislating a living wage is the clearest path to addressing the cost of living for voters who are struggling economically, and voters across party lines agree," end quote, said Lake. Stop. Lake, I'm going to give you a little bit of perspective as a small business owner. You push a $15 minimum wage law through the legislature. Thousands of people are going to lose their jobs. Thousands. So if your goal is to basically get them on unemployment, to put them on the government dole, that's what you're going to do. Now, while they're on the government dole, then according to the dream wish list of this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, they then should be able to go and get free training, education, from us, who? The taxpayers of Michigan. They should go to a vocational school. They should go back to college. They should do whatever they need to do to be able to be more marketable in the job place where they would actually qualify to earn $30,000 a year. And hope, by the way, struggling economically because they're concerned about the rising cost of inflation, the cost of living. Who caused that? Joe Biden did. It's that simple. Inflation went nuclear while he's been the current occupant in the Oval Office. And the voters today that have been finishing up their 9 days of early voting and tomorrow on Election Day, you're going to see the response. Donald Trump numbers will blow Joe Biden's numbers away. Even with Nikki Haley siphoning off about 33 to 35% of the vote here in Michigan tomorrow. When it's announced, Donald Trump will win at least by 65 to 35 or more. It could be 67 to 33. Not really sure. Doesn't matter. It's going to be more like 2-1. Biden's numbers are going to be way below that. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is one of 8 nationwide chairmen of Joe Biden's reelection campaign. If Whitmer is absolutely going to lose tomorrow, it's going to be announced tomorrow night in Michigan. It's game over. Unless, of course, Wayne County doesn't report in until probably Thursday or Friday. We'll have to wait and see. In Michigan specifically, Lake said back March of 22, almost 2 years ago, polling found that 56% of likely voters supported a proposal to raise the minimum wage to $15 by 2027. With annual adjustments for inflation and tipped workers receiving the full minimum wage within 6 years. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Your normal sit-down restaurants. Picture this right now in your head. I don't care if it's Red Lobster. I don't care if it's Outback Steakhouse. I don't care whatever nice restaurant you have in mind right now that you're envisioning in your county. Picture a really nice sit-down restaurant. Manzana's in Onaway. Whatever. I don't care. Just pick it. Picture it in your mind. You've been there before. You've eaten there. You've had a great meal. You had great service from a waiter, a waitress. You tipped them. It was great. You know what's going to happen when this goes through? Waiters and waitresses are going to be gone. Let me tell you how it's going to work. They're already doing it at McDonald's with these kiosks. There's no more order takers. They still have a cash register there, but nobody's standing there. They're all back in the back cooking. You go to the kiosk, a touchscreen, you order your food, you put in your debit card, credit card, you pay for your order, you get a ticket number, you stand off to the side, they come out and say, order number 238. Here you go. You know what's going to happen in sit-down restaurants? You're going to go to the cash register. You're going to place your order of what you want. You are then going to be given a number, a little stand, a placard to put on your table. Go pick your own seat. Where would you like to sit? You then will have the person operating the cash register when your order comes up from the chef, from the cook. When they push it through the heated window, that person's going to bring it to your table. You'll have on the table silverware, your cloth, linen, napkins, salt and pepper shakers, ketchup, condiments, whatever, on the table, depending on the restaurant. That's how it's going to be done. You guys are going to completely wipe out servers in Michigan. If you force restaurants to pay them $15 an hour plus tips, it's not going to happen. Restaurants cannot have the necessary flow of customers to justify $15 an hour. You're going to eliminate jobs, just like you're already doing in many fast food places that are going to these kiosks. Among Democratic surge voters, support for the proposal was at 83%. And who are these surge voters they're talking about? Young people. You betcha. Absolutely young people. Latino swing turnout voters. I got a question. How many of those Latinas are citizens and should be voting in the first place? When you refer specifically to Latina swing turnout voters, you know what you're talking about? Most of the time can't even speak English. I know because I worked with them. They need a ballot in Spanish. Are they really American citizens? Do they really have the right to vote in the first place? That's question number one. Looking at the number one Democratic turnout target that they are going after, black mothers. Support for this was at 78%. Now here is the question. Let's look at this statewide. Because of ahead of this year's big statewide election, Lake said these same voters were more likely to support Democratic candidates who ran on raising the minimum wage. Well, we shall see. But you guys have to understand the ramifications. Be very careful for what you ask for. Because you get it? I can guarantee you are eliminating thousands and thousands of jobs. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Couple of text messages to get to. Nikki, she says, will you have the cards with you at the convention on Saturday? Yes. I'm going to bag up as many as I can get into my vehicle, and I will be bringing them with me. I think actually I'm going to find a suitcase with a handle on it that I can put them into. And I'll just carry the suitcase into the convention, and people will have to inspect it for security purposes, I'm sure. Christine Gray says, I will pick up my cards at Detroit convention. Thank you. I didn't mail you any, Christine, right? Or did I? No, I don't think I did. Yes, she's going to get cards. At the convention, folks, just have a $20 bill. To make it simple for me, any donation you want to make, that's fine, but at least 20, I'd appreciate it. Nikki says, I also have a late birthday gift for you, too. Okay. Jim says, restaurants will be forced to raise their prices, too. Absolutely. Especially if they're going to try to keep their staff. Okay, Bob down in Hillsdale, I'll send you the link to make the donation. I got a clip here from Pat. I'll give you a call after the show. I got three calls I have to make right now. You'll be call number four. Dar from Sheboygan, who's doing the constitutional training tonight, 6:30 at the county building. Since when do parents need to have FOIAs to have access to what their children are being taught? It's because they don't want you to know what they're teaching your kids. They don't want you to know how they're indoctrinating them. They don't want you to know what books. They don't want you to know the curriculum. They don't want you to see the lesson guides, the lesson plans. They don't want you to see any of it, Dar. If they didn't have a problem with it, they would give it to you. Period. End of conversation. This is pure evil, folks. We are fighting pure evil. Filing deadlines coming up April 23rd to file for partisan offices. County commissioners, nonpartisan comes later for school boards. May 7th is the deadline for precinct delegate. When you vote, if you're going to vote tomorrow in person, ask your clerk for an affidavit of identity to file as a precinct delegate for your respective party. All of you listening need to run for precinct delegate this year. This is even more critically important than it was 2 years ago. And I'll tell you why. Betsy DeVos is going to be actively recruiting people to run against you as a precinct delegate in every county across the state. They want their party back. And they are going to do everything they can to take it back. And they are going to absolutely, absolutely without a doubt, try to defeat you on August 6th. We got a plan that they will not succeed. You will be victorious when you run for precinct delegate. You will be victorious when you run for county commissioner. You will be victorious when you run for school board. We have a plan that works. And all they have is money. They think they throw money at it, they win. They're wrong. This year, we're knocking doors. Number one, we're going to get healthy. You're going to do a whole lot of walking. Number two, you're going to educate, you're going to inform, you're going to engage people in your area, in your township. Because of you, voters will be more informed than ever before. You'll hand them these cards, these 9/11/11 cards, asking them these 11 questions. You will then hand them a voter guide. You will tell them the candidates that your area's organization has vetted, and these are their grades on these particular issues. You make the decision. We're not telling you who to vote for. We're just educating you as a good neighbor. Have you heard that program somewhere before? Yeah, Christina Caramo's Good Neighbor Program. We're going to do it, folks. I'm going to have Michael Farage teach us on how to knock on doors. We're going to do a seminar on Gaylord at Jay Sporting Goods. We're going to do one in St. Ignace, and we'll do one in Traverse City. We are going to teach you Robert's Rules of Order. If you want to come to the class on April 13th, text me class. If you want 100 of these cards for $21, make a donation at AC Conservatives, I'll send them to you. I'm taking them to the post office this afternoon. I'm bringing them to Detroit for Saturday. Folks, this is very, 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 very simple. This is going to take some work. Is it going to take some money? Yes. Not Betsy DeVos money, our money, which we can afford. And they're not going to like the results. They're not going to like the results on August 6th, and they're not going to like the results on November 5th. Because we did it without them. We don't need your money, Betsy. Your days are numbered for controlling our state of Michigan. They're over. We're moving on. We're doing it a new way. And Christina Caramo is leading the effort. And when we take back the House and win the U.S. Senate, she won, they lost the last three election cycles. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. Memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state representative.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision